Welcome inside training camp, day number 15. It's a little bittersweet out here in Berea as the Browns had their final practice in front of the fans today. A lot to get to. Johnny Manziel worked with the first team, Brian Hoyer with the second team, but we know Brian Hoyer will get the first reps in the preseason game Monday night against the Redskins. Johnny Manziel will also work with the first team, but will come in second per head coach Mike Pettine. Now, we talked to a lot of the players today about their experiences in Berea for Browns Camp 14.
It was a good experience, man. The days are long, and it goes by kind of quick, even though the days are long. But overall, I thought I got better every day and improved daily. And the fans out here are great, man. They're cheering you on. If you don't have quite enough energy when you walk outside, you always see the fans cheering and chanting and stuff, and it kind of wakes you up a little bit.
We really appreciate all their support and everything they do for us. You know, they make us want to come out here and practice. So, I mean, we really appreciate them.
It was a great experience just to come out here. First time in Ohio, just learning from the older guys. That's the most important thing, just learning from a guy like Craig Robertson and Carlos Dansby, guys who've been there, done that, and that's somewhere that I want to go. So it was just fun being here.
Given that it was the final day in front of the fans, the offense did go out with a bang. They had some success in the red zone. We saw an Andrew Hawkins touchdown, a Jonathan Crouse touchdown. Both quarterbacks threw scores, and they had success also in the two-minute drill, due in large part to the great work up front by the offensive line, anchored by veteran Joe Thomas. This line was brilliant on Saturday night against the Lions. No pressure whatsoever on Brian Hoyer. Do you feel that you guys are really starting to gel as a unit?
I think we're making some steps. We still got a long way to go. Like I said, we've got a new offense and it's a new scheme. And we did a good job in the first week keeping the quarterback clean. But the challenge is going to be raised precipitously every single week as people put in more pressure packages and start bringing some more blitzes and try to get home a little bit more to the quarterback.
What are you looking forward to the most on Monday night?
Well, I think it's going to be great getting the first line to play with Johnny and see what he has.
That first-team offensive line will have the opportunity to block for both Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel on Monday night. If they can do as good a job as they did against Detroit, that'll be good things for both quarterbacks, as they did not allow a single quarterback hit in the preseason opener. Stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for Mike Pettine's post-practice presser, along with words from defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill and plenty of one-on-one player interviews. That'll do it for Inside Training Camp, the final day in front of the fans here in Berea.